Okay, it's related to seahorses. It has some little appendages that look like kelp fronds. That's why we call it weedy sea dragon. It's actually called a common sea dragon.
This is Selma.
My name is Selma Clanton, and I work as a research associate at UTS.
And Selma's a big fan of the weedy sea dragon.
So leafies, the weedies, the seahorses, the pipefishes, they're all related in the family called Cygnathidae, which means fused jaw. That's why they have this straw-like jaw, and it's like a straw, it just goes... That's how they feed, yes. And they're quite big, so they are related, but they're like 3 times the size of a seahorse.
How big is that?
That's about 30, 35 centimeters.
Oh.
So it's really...
Your standard ruler kind of size.
Yes, yes, yes.
Wow. Yeah. Why are you looking at them?
Because there's some decline. We really need to know why they're disappearing. We think we might know. It might be the kelps receding because it's getting warmer a little bit and pollution doesn't help. Urbanization of Sydney City, you know. Kelps seem to be declining. When kelp declines, these fish need the kelp for protection and also their food, because the food normally aggregates at the kelp sand border. It's a tiny, tiny shrimp. And those shrimp will also disappear when there's pollution. So once it goes, of course, if there's no food and no protection, what happens? You go.
What is the ecological significance of these sea dragons? What do they do and why are they important?
Well, important because they're just charismatic and they're an iconic species. They're endemic to Australia. You will not find them anywhere else in the world. So they're in our southern reefs, what we call the Great Southern Reefs, which spans from New South Wales, like Port Stephens, down all the way to the middle of WA. It's a long, long area. And you will not find them anywhere else in the world. They're very charismatic. They're significant.
Why do you call them charismatic? How are they charismatic?
They're very slow moving. You look at them and they're just like, you know, it's just beautiful. They look beautiful. I think they really look beautiful. I think also they're quite different to other fish because they still have this hard cover outside. So, you know, they have no scales. They're really hard, crunchy hard. We have actually no fish anymore that has this type of covering. So it's very special. It's a total different group of fish, recent, apparently, if you look at evolution. It's just, I think they just look beautiful.
And you're taking photos of them.
Yes, we are.
And so, why are you taking... What's special about these photos?
So we use these photos to track them. So every single sea dragon has a very distinct pattern on its flanks, so on the tummy. And we have a software program, and Chris O'Keefe from URG.
URG is the underwater research group, and they're the guys that dive down into the spots where the weedy sea dragons live and take the photos.
She does. She's our specialist in identifying these fish. And she has such a huge library of photos from all the years they've been doing this since 2010. Like, we've been following some of them for 6 years, apparently.
You mean you've been following the same sea dragons?
Yes.
Right.
Once they get a name, so they get an identification tag, like humans, you know, facial. You have a passport, your face is on there, sometimes your fingerprint, whatever, and that's your passport, that's your ID. We give them a name as well.
Oh.
So people can put in, like yesterday, the little boy said, can you put Noah on the next one? We said, yes, of course we will. Yes. So I put Noah up to be another sea dragon, live one, that we'll call that next. And then each time you go down, you take another photo, it goes into the library, it gets checked against the photo library, and then it's either a new one, gets a new name, or it's one of them that they've already named and say, oh, now we've seen, like, sometimes we have one that you haven't seen for 2 years.
You,
and then you find it again, like the, on
you're
the
just
last.
Like, oh, hey, Noah.
Yes. We had one called Martha. I just found out yesterday. First photographed in 2015, and now photographed just now in May.
Oh.
Same one.
That seems so impossible. That within this area,
yes,
you just meet up with an old mate sea dragon.
Yeah.
Like, is that really... Like,
yes.
That seems impossible to me.
No, they are, So they don't move much. They are what we call high sight fidelity. So they stay in their area. They don't move much, which means when you go down, you can follow them more or less over the years. Just don't touch them, please. They're protected. But you can see them all the time, and it should be the same. Like this Martha one, they just come up in March, and last time they photographed was 2015. So where was it for 2 years?
Yeah, another what was question. Martha doing?
Yes, exactly. Yes.
To look at them and have this database of Noah's, of Martha's, and yes, all this sort of stuff, is that kind of a baseline to look at research and be like, not only is this population being affected, but you'd mentioned the kelp moving mm-hmm. around as well. Is it looking at how, I guess, these ecosystems yes. are changing more across the board?
Yes, because we do realize that there's less kelp as well during the dives.
Does that also affect other organisms that live there?
Yes, especially small larval fish and other smaller fish that live, and again, for protection and food, that live in kelp. Yes.
What are you trying to do with that information then? Are you trying to do conservation? Are you trying to look at ecosystems more broadly? What's the end goal with this research?
So, yes, conservation is one, because these guys are on the IUCN list as near threatened. Some sites around Sydney don't have any sea dragons anymore. When people say, I get emails saying, I used to see lots and they're not there anymore. So conservation is one of them. If we can put them up to, say, threatened instead of near threatened, one level up, get the public involved. This is why we use citizen science. We are also setting up now a website where they can upload their photos soon and also email us directly and say, I've seen one either dead or half dead.
So you actually get people on the ground, you know, just citizens who will get in contact with you and say, we've seen a weedy sea dragon here, we've seen one there. You actually get that feedback.
Yes. You know, once they're gone, then they're gone. And they're really, children love it. Us people, we like them. I once met Greg Hunt and said, I love sea dragons, he said, you know, and his whole area, the Flinders area, he said, that's my area. He loves them as well. People just have this, it's a cutie. What can you say? It's a cutie.